to order.
Father, we're thankful for today, the blessings that you give us, the honor it is to wake up every day and you give us a new day. Father, we're thankful for that and continue to pray and think about ways that we can help our schools, Father, and the district, students, their families, parents, staff, our community. It's give us wisdom we need, Father, to lead and be involved and do what's best for our district, Father. And we just thank you for that. Just keep our families and everybody safe and well, and lead us tonight. In Christ's name, amen.
I don't think we have any audience portion. Did everybody get a chance to look at the consent agenda items? Anybody have the correct last name? Okay, it's been moved to approve by Jason. Is there a second? Second by Benita. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carries. Okay, Denver, you're up.
Okay. Couple good things I can report on insurance claims. I was grateful TASB went ahead and they did pay for our lights, which we are very thankful for. As any of you guys have been to the ball games and seen how old the lights are and how poorly lit the stadium is. So we were hoping they would pay for it, and they did, so we're grateful for that. We still have our teacher cottages that need their roofs replaced because of the amount that it will cost. It'll have to be bid out. So our engineering firm, KWA, will put the bidding notices in process in Lubbock AJ, and then we'll start that. I wouldn't imagine the project will get rolling until sometime this summer. So
just the houses, and we still got stuff on this
one? The home ec cottage, I think, still has some damage to it. And there's a couple other small areas on campus. So, but that's the houses are the main ones. So. Also, we have two resignations. Melissa Ramon will not be coming back next year, which is a big loss for the district. She was a tremendous asset and blessing. And also, we only had the pleasure of having Cam Alvarez here for 1 year. She did a great job. We're very pleased with her maturity and what she's done. But she's got some dreams she's pursuing, and so. Those are the two right now I have to report.
Going on than the elementary and the junior high, but here's our calendar for April and May, which is most of you have kids and you'll know how busy it is. So there's our calendar on the front, the back. We talk about our star schedule. Also, if you want one, that's fine. We're going to do this for our kids, especially in primary, elementary. It's new for them, third grade, and so we make a big deal and have kind of fun with it. We'll have like a little pep rally the day before. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll have our pep rally for our reading test that's going to be on Wednesday, and then we have some other things planned just to keep the kids in a good mood and ready to rock the test. So if it's going to be posted on Facebook and anyway, it's our second year. We had t-shirts to go with it, so we all wear those. But our three in our building, it's the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. Fifth grade is in between. It's our star test for and science test for them. And then math will be the last week in April. And we're just ready to get those over with. I know that we talk about it a lot, but it's what our school is kind of graded on, and so we want our kids to just do their very best and shine. And so hopefully Spring Lake Earth we want that A rating to keep it. So our teachers have worked really hard. And then, do you want to continue? Because that's all that really, we could just have some fun activities planned in May. We'll have some field trips, our field day, our field trip, and So a couple of things that are going to go on after our testing. So, starting with the USC, well, we really started on April 1st on ACT, so that calendar that has all of those dates, we started then. Then last week we did the English 1 and English 2 on Wednesday. We did the 8th grade reading on Thursday. Tomorrow we will have 8th grade social studies. Then we will have Wednesday, we'll go and do our U.S. History EOC. We'll also have our seniors doing CPR training, which they have to have in order to graduate. And then we have the 8th grade STAR on the 16th. The next week on the 21st, we have biology EOC. Then we have algebra 1 as well as 5th grade science going on the 22nd. The 23rd, we have our math STAR for 8th grade. And then the 29th, we have 3 through 7 STAR. So that kind of sums up the month. We also have TSI testing in May so that they can go on to college. So we're not done yet. We're just kind of getting started. So that's kind of the STAR testing schedule or any of the testing schedule in high school. Then the next one was UIL. We had the UIL last month in March. We have two students that are going on to regionals on the 24th. We have one for current events and the other one is calculator application. So that's the 24th and that's next week, next Friday, I do believe. And senior lunches on the calendar right now, starting next week, the 21st, we have Earth Methodist on the 21st, and then the First Baptist in Earth is on the 23rd. And the 30th, you have a senior lunch at the Church of Christ. I do know that there's other people that are wanting to get on this list. Then we also have Spring Lake Baptist is, I'm trying to remember when it is. It's on an evening. Sorry, it's at 6 o'clock and I'm not seeing it. Oh, I have a list. That's May 5th. May 5th.
Oh, it's in the evening?
Yes. It's on the evening. That's all we have here.
Thank you. Thank you. Coach.
We're in the middle of Fast and Furious. As you know, the golfers started today at Reason, girls and boys. I think girls sitting in second, am I right? Boys are top 5, 6-ish, but right there with, you know, Reason tournament, anything can happen. Depends on what group you get in. Who calls you out on cheating or not. Yeah. I'm telling you, I saw the scores all day. But they're doing, they're in great shape. I think they're going to be fine. They've coming off the district, did great at district. Was excited about them. We came into this week, had track meet last week. Thursday was our district track meet, and the boys played baseball Saturday. I told our kids it was the most, you know, put it on the sports you, I thought it was the most competitive week we've had in a long time. Yeah, you know, so we've had some good performances in track, we've had some good performances in baseball and other things, but as far as just putting it all together in one week, our track kids competed like crazy on Thursday. I think nearly every kid that competed on Thursday, I know on the boys' side, had their personal best. Whether it was our relays, individuals, you know, poor Isaac, my own kid, next to last place, did actually beat somebody, but he improved 2 foot in a triple jump. That's hard to do. You know, he's not there to get to go to, he thinks he's this close to getting area or regional, but you know, he's a long ways away. But his competitiveness and hard work and every kid that way. Nathan on his next to last jump had to go another 4 or 5 inches to get into, he was sitting in fifth in the finals. Jumped out there and triple jump and beat a kid from Nazareth to go. And you know, it was just, I mean, I was pumped all day. Starting with the sprint relay in the final, in the finals, winning the sprint relay. You know, fast time of the year and when the kids were pumped and I was excited. So just carrying into this week. You know, it's busy week, Monday and Tuesday's golf. We kind of have Wednesday off, but we got to work out. And then we got that track meet on Thursday, and then baseball is
Friday.
So, I mean, it's a big week for the kids and getting after it. And we probably have, we got 4 girls and 9 boys going. And I know 2 of the girls have a really good shot of getting a regional. They're right there in the mix. And then probably 5 of the boys have a shot, depending on, you know, that relay's got a shot, so that's 4 boys counting there. And then a couple of individuals. So we got a chance of getting a whole group to regional again this year. Baseball, the game they've won there, keep beating Crosby, and puts them in a place where if they win on Friday against Petersburg, it pretty well puts them in a, well, they got to have another playoff game to see who, the seeding game to get second place, unless we go beat Nazareth too. To do that, it puts us back up there. But it put us in position to maybe have a chance at playoffs again. And I love what Faulkner told me about it one day in the hall sitting here. And I'm going to tell y'all, I appreciate allowing Coach Royal to come out and help us. We asked him to help us just to take a little pressure off of Solace because he was doing boys and girls this year. You know, Miss Walden helped with the girls last year as much as she could and wasn't able to do it this year. So him stepping out there, helping Logan, and it's made a huge difference. It's helped Logan grow as a coach. It's, you know, yeah, Coach Royal. I mean, I still go in and talk to Coach Royal about every sport. Yeah, he's just, I've known him for lots of years. So him stepping out there and being able to help us has helped that whole program. And if you saw the game, they moved 4 or 5 kids around. It's the same 9 kids were on the field, but they moved a few around. It made a huge, it was early in the game, it made a big difference. And he told me about it and said, hey, we're thinking about this. Just, we're just throwing banner. And I get out there and I watch it. I'm like, yeah, I love that. I love it. So, but we're in, it's great. I told the kids, probably the most competitive we've been in a while. And we want that, you know. And we want it to carry on, carry over, and carry into the end of the season. So whatever the outcome may be, that's what we want. So.
Well, Coach, congratulations on an excellent week.
Yes.
Yeah, it was good.
It was fun. Thing for me, I'll answer it. No, I'll sit.
No questions. Okay, I guess we'll move on to new business. I get to present our annual board member training report, and all team of 8 got our legislative update training done. Unfortunately, Si and Clint were not able to come to the EISO. I did that acronym right.
It's ISO, but however you want to say it.
ISO.
Yes.
ISO training. So that's the report. It's reported. Do you want to do the report on the school bus seatbelt study?
Yes, I would like to do it. Guys, Senate Bill 546 required all school districts to begin the process of making sure every school bus has seat belts on them. And if you don't, you have to do what we'll be doing this evening. I present a report on it. Then there's a resolution that will come after this. For us, out of our 5 bus routes, 4 do have seat belts. The only one that does not is mine. It's a 2016. 2018 and older do have seat belts. And then we have 3 additional buses that do not, that they serve primarily as backup buses. In the resolution that I'll talk to, in order to replace those, you're coming close to $500,000. What I've said to them is, you know, of course, y'all are very much aware that we're in a large deficit budget. We don't have the means. There's no funding attached to this. At some point, they will require and have us do it. And it could be, we've looked at, I haven't received pricing yet on what it would be to just have a bus fitted with seat belts. But given the age of them, you'd be better off just replacing them with the cost. And so at some point, we'll have to look towards doing that. But right now, we just have to adopt a resolution. We have looked at it, and right now it's cost prohibitive for the district to do. So that is the report on the seatbelt study. And then if y'all would consider adopting the board resolution in regards to it.
Do a motion to that effect to adopt this board resolution that says we can't afford new buses.
Move to adopt it.
Been moved by Jason. Is there a second? Second by Trent. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Our revised procurement and code of conduct related to the school food and nutrition program.
So I'll break this down. I'll answer any questions. As y'all are aware, periodically, we receive updates from TASB as policies change or wording or verbiage, and y'all are familiar with those in the form of updates. This has to do with an update in the code of conduct procurement plan for our cafeteria, and it's very similar. This one we've had to change just some wording. Example on page one, it makes a statement: failure of any employee to abide by the above stated code would result in a fine or suspension or both, or even dismissal. That has been changed to: first violation is a verbal warning, second violation is a written warning, third violation is termination. The last line, it says, make on behalf of the Board of Education. That has been changed to the Board of Trustees. I'll talk a little bit about the purchasing numbers. That's probably the most relevant. So purchases will be conducted at the most restrictive procurement method. Micro purchases up to 15,000, equipment up to 10,000, then overall formal purchase to 100,000. So they changed the amounts. Then on line or paragraph four, they've changed all staff conducting purchasing to all child nutritious staff conducting purchasing. And I probably, as we go through this, because again, it's not to wear y'all out, you're most welcome to look at this. You'll notice through it, and I'll pass this around, it's just changes in wording. So this particular one has everything that we changed in it. I also have the actual final copy of it here. Anyway, I'll pass this one around, and I'll find that one. This one, that you can see the changes. If you have any questions, let me know. And so we just need a motion to approve that.
It's been motioned by Benita. Is there a second? Second by Trent. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Do you want to talk about Ms. Muma?
Yes. I think most of you are aware Ms. Muma had a unfortunate accident in her classroom, tripping over a rug, and did some serious damage to her elbow, her arm, shoulder, and some other areas. We thought she would be back sooner than what she has. She ran out of days. We're asking for 10 days. Once the 10 days, these are done. Because she was injured at work, workers' comp will kick in. This will just get her to that point. It's better for her to have personal days rather than workers' comp because she didn't receive full payment. And this is something we would consider for any staff, but it just put her in a tough spot.
Any questions? It's been moved by Jason. You second it, Trent? Yeah. Second by Trent. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. This next one, I don't know what we do without Trent.
Guess we're going to be here.
Or Si or Tammy.
Next month.
Are we going to have Kara back after she heals?
We hope so. I mean, that's our plan. So Lord willing, her body heals up and it's good. So she's done a fabulous job. I'm very pleased with her.
Motion
adjourned.
It's been motion by Clint, second by Trent. All those in favor?
Aye.
I don't know if that requires a vote, but...